KCSN. It's Jim Nelson here, and as promised a moment ago, I've got Max Frost in the studio here. Max is from Austin, Texas, and he's done some stuff like working with our friend Bob Schneider, and he's about to go out on the road with Fits in the Tantrums beginning this Saturday. How are you, Max?
Welcome. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to KCSN.
Now, thanks for having me.
You're from Austin, which is a great, great town for music. And as I mentioned, Bob Schneider, who we know well here at KCSN, you've done some work with Bob in the past, haven't you? What capacity have you worked with Bob?
Nothing super official, like an album or anything like that. I first met Bob when I was maybe 19. I was just kind of a nobody in Austin, putting out some new videos and stuff like that I had made. And through a friend of a friend, I think I had a video sent to him, and he was into it. And so he invited me into a thing that he has been doing for, I think, over 10 years now called The Song Game. That's sort of this online email list where essentially he sends out a phrase and everyone's supposed to write a song with the phrase in it and, you know, sort of copy all and send in. So it's kind of this cool creative exercise that he had going. And so he invited me into that, and, you know, I was into a couple weeks doing that, and we ended up kind of meeting for coffee and stuff like that. But he's really been more of a mentor than a collaborator, but he's a cool guy and a good friend.
Great. Well, Max, you know, as happens with everybody who's in their early 20s, your very first single ever was chosen to be used in a Beats by Dre commercial a few months ago. As I said, every 20-year-old gets to have this happen for them. But What happens to, in your mind, what's the first thing that happens to you when you see your song in a commercial for something as cool as Beats?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to fathom, really. It was like, even when I first heard that was, you know, it's, you know, you have your own kind of weird view of your own material. And it was kind of like, I was like, that's going to be a big mistake for them or something like that. I don't know what I thought. I was just like, I don't know. That's not going to work. Like, that seems... But it was just a huge affirmation and just a great feeling that, you know, Jimmy Iovine and Dre or whoever else had to sign off on that was cool with it. And it just felt like it was a good confidence booster because it was just very early in my time having signed at Atlantic. And, you know, once you've entered into a bigger pool like that, it always feels a little bit like, whoa, okay, now I'm a very, very small fish. And, you know, and I'm still a small fish, but, you know, it definitely puts a little more, you know, pep in your step.
A little more validity as well. And to be associated with something as cool as Beats has got to be fun. The video, by the way, if you want to see that commercial, you can easily catch it on YouTube. It's very colorful and it's a lot of fun. The song of yours that they use is called White Lies. And we're speaking with Max Frost today live in the studio here on KCSN. And you're going to play it on acoustic guitar right now. And it's a whole different vibe and a different arrangement on the single and what you'd see on the Beats commercial. But we'd love to hear your acoustic guitar version of it right now if we could. White Lies. All right?
Awesome.
Yeah, all right, great. Max Frost live at KCSN.
I'm picking up really sketch vibes. Woman's been telling me lies about other men, about where she's been hanging. Suspicious thoughts in my mind, been brewing up over time. He's just a friend, when I meet he's a stranger. I can hold no evidence, but I can think emotionless. And something in your choice address tonight can lead to just one guess. White lies you try, can't blind my eyes. You got your red dress on and you wanna play like I can't know things that I never seen. White lies you try, can't blind. Got your red dress on and you wanna play like I can't know things that I never say. Well, it's been keeping me up every night. Most of the time I toss and turn in bed and I try not to explode when you arrive. Sneaking through the door like it ain't five, like this house ain't mine. Yes, I've been picking up really sketch vibes, and I keep looking over at your side, wondering where you've been, thinking that he ain't a friend, knowing that thoughts are a set. And so I say it again, white lies, you try, can't lie in my eyes. You got your red dress on,
change no things, and I never say white lies. You try pink line my eyes. You got your red dress on and you wanna play like I can't no things, and I never say white lies.
Max Frost on KCSN Live in the studios, along with Kate Ferber on vocals there. Nice job. Lots of pep, lots of energy in that song, White Lies. Now, Max, that was the first single that you put out. Before you released that, you gave your parents, I'm sure, a heart attack when you told them you were going to drop out of college to go into music full time. I'm sure they were delighted when, as I understand it, the very first or second day of your sophomore year at the University of Texas, you decided, yeah, no, I think music instead of college. So how did you know that that was going to be a good thing to do?
I don't know. It was, you know, something that had kind of been on my mind. In my whole first year of college, I really spent way more time making music and thinking about that than I did school. You know, I'd done really well in high school, but once I got to college, I just felt so sucked into it, school had become so periphery for me. I felt like I was really like, man, if I'm gonna do college, I need to come do college, and if I'm gonna do school, I need to go do school. And I was tired of trying to do both at once because I felt like each kind of took away from the other. And I guess on another level, I guess I just kind of decided, you know, even with the chance of failure at it, it was like the possibility of success with music to me seemed just more exciting and more worth it in my life than, you know, whatever I was going to be doing in school, because it just didn't interest me.
So for a few months until you put out White Lies, which kind of, you know, put you on the map, what was going through your mind through those first 8 months? Did you feel like you'd made a good decision, or was there a point where you're like, what have I done here?
It's amazing how those things happen. It's like I, you know, had dropped out and I was kind of running along, and I'd done this South by showcase, you know, in the spring of that year. And I went and did this, you know, and I'd been making a lot of music for the past 2 years just on my own, you know, having it on a hard drive on this computer and stuff. And I'd made a backup of all this stuff that I'd been making for like 2 years, and I was doing a show it was basically a South by Hangover kind of show somewhere in downtown Austin where I was supposed to be headlining with a bunch of friends of mine, and had this backpack and a guitar stolen that had basically everything I'd ever done in there. And so it was not only a loss of just like an insane amount of time, but it just came at a time when I felt like, you know, I'd come out of South By and kind of made some connections, but it hadn't really done an amazing thing yet. You know, nothing had quite manifested. And so I remember waking up that next day thinking, like, man, I think I've, you know, had a short stint at this. And then it was literally like within those next few days that the real explosion of blog attention on that song happened. So it was just like, you know, destiny or something kind of coming and swooping me up, like right when I thought it was, you know, because with all that music gone, I was just like, what am I going to do? I have no music to even try to finish or put out. It's just like, it's over, you know.
Funny how life works sometimes,
huh?
It is. Well, that's awesome. We're talking with Max Frost here live at KCSN. Max, we're going to talk a little bit about your history of guitar playing and whatnot. But before we do that, how about we hear another song from you?
Cool. Yeah, this is a new song off the upcoming record called Breakdown.
Excellent. Max Frost live on KCSN.
Somebody tell me why it happens like this. A better promise is sparked by a kiss. Then things get ugly and out come the fists. It's predictable the way you are. I spy a hurricane, it begins with you. Caught in the crossfire, there's not much I can do. A sky of fireworks and flying bricks. Here we go again. I see it coming on. Breakdown, tell me that it's over. Breakdown, this will only end in tears. Breakdown, every time only gets harder. Stop breaking down. breaking down. Crashland, massive catastrophe, blasting your madness back at me. And I should have known that your little game would claim my soul, and my instincts set to run away. But your seduction made me stay, and now I'm stuck inside your plane. The doors are locked, there's no escape. You're far from civilized, you're off the edge. You're irresistible, you're in my head. Your passion has control, I think we're going down. Consider these my final words before we hit the ground. Break down, tell me that it's over. Break down, this will only end in tears. Break down, every time only gets harder. Stop breaking down.
KCSN, Max Frost, a new song called Breakdown. That one's not even available yet. So first time live on the radio, certainly here in Los Angeles, sure, on KCSN. Max joined on vocals today by Kate Ferber. You guys sound great in there. Thanks a lot for that. Now, Max, you've been playing guitar since you were a wee lad. Around 10 years old, you started playing, right?
A wee young lad, yes.
A wee young lad. And by the time you were all of about 12 years old, you were already starting to play out in Austin, Texas, and starting to make a name for yourself as a guitar player. Again, happens to all 12-year-olds, so you're pretty typical in this regard, I guess, right? But you played in bands like Blues Mafia and a band like called Joyride. You played around when you were younger. And now, when you make music, you play all of the instruments, right? Not just the guitar. How do you go about being good enough to play all the instruments on an album?
Well, I think it's like once you've kind of developed a musicality at one instrument, it converts to another, not immediately, but with some work. I don't really know much of the neuroscience behind it or anything like that, but there's definitely some sort of a connection, because I've seen it in a lot of other people that once you've really dug into one instrument, when you move to another, it isn't exactly the same as completely starting from scratch. There's some things that kind of convert. But it was like guitar was my first love, and I just kind of quickly became really interested in other stuff. But I think drums was really the instrument that has always been like my favorite instrument, though. Like since I was maybe two or something like that, I was always just kind of banging on stuff and making noises with my mouth that were like a drum and things like that. And so it's just kind of always been, especially once I started making music completely on my own, like whenever I was in bands and we were going into studios, I found that process a little bit more frustrating, because I felt like there was way less option and control in a studio with a band, because a band sounds kind of the way a band sounds, and we play the song the way we play it, and I didn't really understand what producing was with something like that. But once I started working with hip-hop guys when I was a little older, and I had been jamming, switching to different instruments and things like that, and kind of had a little bit more of a foundation with the basic rock instruments. I don't play cello, and my piccolo skills are definitely low. But I definitely, once I kind of found the hip hop process of more just kind of making beats and coming up with grooves and then bringing a song on top of that, it expanded into being like, oh, well, now I can really like control how everything is and go redo parts myself and just kind of be more in control of it and kind of have it represent me more fully.
I got to tell you, if you can't play piccolo, I don't know how you call yourself a multi-instrumentalist.
Well, that's
Max.
The next step. That's the next step. My next album.
Well, Austin is known as the live music capital of America, and you're about to go on the road with Fits and the Tantrums, opening up with them for their summer tour. That starts this Saturday. How do you go about touring live? Do you bring a band with you, or do loops, or so you do have players up on stage with you then?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, it's doing everything myself and having things looped in a studio is more just to kind of create an efficiency for my process there. But live, my first love has always been rock and roll, and I love seeing a band. As much as I love to go see Kanye or somebody like that but even Kanye has a band most of the time. I don't know, it's like it's more exciting to see a show where there's just real stuff being played, and there's just more energy coming off of a stage for me, unless there's like insane,
quality into the lights and stuff like that.
Right, right. Well, let's hear one more song from you if we could. Again, you're working on, we're going to find out more about this in a moment, but you're working on your first album and you've got another new song you want to play for us here?
Yeah, yeah. This is another new one called Blind Fool.
Excellent. Max Frost live on KCSN.
I'm a blind fool, wandering around town looking for your car. Gotta find you. Still smell you close, know you can't be far. And I tried to. Been a couple weeks waiting for your call. I'm a blind fool, bottom of a bottle, never felt so hard. One time the blame's on me, and I know. Two times the shame's on me even more. Three times I'm on my knees, begging you for mercy, begging you for mercy, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My heart's holding on for life. This time I put it on the line. Have I lost my mind? Bless my soul, I'm at your door again. My heart's holding on for life. Help me, baby, I got some issues that I should address. Get off my chest, and so call me crazy. But lately I've been cleaning up my mess, and I confess I'm a blind fool, wandering around town looking for your car. Gotta find you. Still smell you close, know you can't be far. One time the blame's on me, and I know. Two times the shame's on me even more. Three times I'm on my knees, begging you for mercy, begging you for mercy, please. Yeah, yeah. My heart's holding on for life. This time I put it on the line. Have I lost my mind? Bless my soul, I'm at your door again. My heart's holding on for life.
Max Frost, live on KCSN, a new song called Blind Fool. Max is strumming away with all his might on that guitar with no pick. I just noticed you must be beating the crap out of your index finger there.
You noticed it right after I dropped the pick in the middle of that song.
Exactly.
That's why the strumming became more violent.
Quick, get this thing done quickly.
Yeah.
That sounded great. Of course, Kate Ferber on vocals there along with Max. Nice job on that. So, Max, I know you're from Austin, but you're in town because you're working on album number one, correct? What's the status on that?
Almost to complete. I was just in New York at Electric Ladyland with a guy named Michael Brower, getting the first mixes on some of these songs done, and everything is sounding great to me, and I'm totally into it. And you know, there's still some songs on the back end of the record that, you know, I'm still tweaking some minor things and kind of tightening things up and making little small decisions of what's making the record and what's not, but it's basically done.
Excellent. This must be an exciting time for you.
Very excited, yeah.
Great. You get finished, and then it's hurry up and wait time for all the packaging to get done and put it on the schedule.
Totally.
So, well, great. We're glad to have had you here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Best wishes and congratulations on opening for Fits and the Tantrums for a few weeks, right? You're going to be going out all summer with them? Or?
Yeah, a couple months. We'll be, you know, starting in Santa Cruz and moving through Oregon, Seattle, Denver, then we're going up doing some shows in, you know, Toronto and some East Coast stuff. So I'm super excited about it because I became a fan of his when I was first introduced to his music about a year ago when I signed with the label. And so it's another cool fruition of things.
Well, they're friends of ours. In fact, I had Fitz and Noel on the air with me here, God, 3.5, almost 4 years ago now.
Wow.
And so I noticed that the tour does not bring you through Los Angeles. So first chance you get, you walk right up to Fitz and look him right in the eye and say, Jim from KCSN says we got to play L.A. All right.
Okay.
You tell him.
I'll let him know.
And he'll go, what?
What?
Well, thanks a lot for dropping by, and best wishes and congratulations on all that. Anybody who would like to know more about Max Frost and hear some more of his music, produce the way it is, the way you make it in the studio with all the instruments, maxfrost.net is the website. And I want to thank Tristan and Matt also for all their help today with this live session. And Max, we look forward to seeing you back here again.
Can't wait.
88.5 KCSN.